morning, and I've got a couple ladies in here with me from Time for Change, the foundation, the president, the CEO, the one who started it all, Miss Kim Carter. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
And Tony, thank you for being here also, for
thank
making
you.
It happen,
thank
getting
you.
Us all together. I came across your foundation and heard about your story and how you created it, but I had to have you in here yourself to kind of explain, how did Time for Change, the foundation, how did it come about?
Well, just speaking from my past experiences of being formerly homeless and incarcerated and having had that opportunity to recreate my life, I was called in 2002 in order to start Time for Change Foundation for women needing a place to change in order to recreate their life.
Okay, what made you want to do it to help other women? You know, most people are having a hard enough time taking care of themselves and getting themselves to a better situation.
Well, I had a spirit on me because like I said, I was working. I had my house, my car, my job. I didn't have a dog. And I could have just really stayed content with that lifestyle. But, you know, the Lord was telling me I needed to give back to women who was entrapped and enslaved the same way that I was. I didn't know then that my agency would be called Time for Change. I didn't know we would be changing laws instead of breaking laws and developing homes and really recreating life. I just knew what I needed to do. And so I left the corporate world without a clue of my next paycheck and started Time for Change Foundation.
Wow, that's definitely a calling.
Yeah, I was young.
Because I don't know too many people that would leave what they're doing, especially the time we're in where a job is it's a very big deal right now.
Well, and back then it was a big deal as well,
exactly.
Especially with health insurance, but the Lord has a funny way of making you do what he wants you to do, and today I'm faithful that I was followed that calling because I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
And I know there are a lot of other women who feel the same way because of what you've done. You started with 8 beds, you said?
With 6 beds.
6 beds.
Now we have 181 beds throughout the city of San Bernardino. But we now have permanent housing, we have supportive housing, we have traditional housing and emergency shelter. So we have various types of housing and programs. And I would like Tony to explain our program of services if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, please do. So, Tony, you guys are located in what city?
We're located in San Bernardino.
Okay, so you're located. And tell me about the services and the stuff that you guys do.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying that we don't just provide service. So we're not one of those organizations that we get our funding, we give somebody a little help, and send them on our way. We are in the position of empowering disenfranchised individuals, which means that we don't just help you out, but we help you up. We make you stand up and become self-sufficient. So our programs are all based around self-sufficiency, making people turn their life around, assisting them with that. So I just wanted to start off by saying that.
Wow.
And with that being said, we do a number of things. We do drug and alcohol counseling. We help women who are re-entering society that were in the prison system. We do housing. We have affordable housing. So not only do we have shelter homes, which are actually home environments. I want to stress that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you walk into a shelter and there's just a bunch of beds everywhere and women and their children are there lining up at nighttime so that they can get a spot. We have home environments. So these women and children are placed in the home environment where they do nutritional classes, where they learn how to cook for their kids every night. We have a child enrichment center in one of the homes where the women go in and they sit with their children on the computers, they read them books, they do homework, they do all those kind of things. So it's not like we're just providing a service, we're actually teaching and training how to be in a family environment, because a lot of people don't have that, and that's why they ended up in the situation that they're in now a lot of times. They don't have that structure. So we're making sure that they have that structure, have that training, and they can become self-sufficient. So along with those shelter houses, we also have homes. We have a home called the Phoenix Square. It's an apartment complex that was actually a vacant, abandoned building that was an eyesore for the community. It was boarded up. There were drug users going in and out of that location. There's a school right across the street from it, so people were scared for the kids to walk to school in the morning. What Ms. Carter did was she had a vision. She had a vision to have a permanent housing place for women and children and different families, just families in general, to transition to. And so she wanted to have an apartment complex that was nice, that had good furniture, good plumbing, like nothing that was low budget or low brow. And so she created the Phoenix Square. and renovated that whole apartment building. There's 7 units there now, and it's low income, and 7 different families live in that building. It's now people don't have a fear of their kids walking across the street to go to school. It kind of uplifted that whole community in a sense.
I'd like to just add too, with that apartment building, we were awarded the crime prevention through environmental design, and we're also a member of Crime Free Multi Housing. We have security cameras both inside and out, so because of our building, we've been able to transform the entire community. There are additional lots there, and we're continuing to look for funding develop those other lots.
Wow, that's awesome.
So in addition to that permanent housing and the shelter housing, we also have, that's our actual building, the Phoenix Square, but we also have a program called Homes of Hope. And through the Homes of Hope program is where women who are transitioning from being homeless or from drug addiction or from a number of different things can actually be in that program. And what we do is we help them we have connections with different landlords who are in the San Bernardino, and we help them get into an apartment of their own. So we assist them with their rent for the first year, and then we help them find employment. We help them get clean and sober. We make sure that they have all these things that they need so that they can maintain that apartment for themselves and their family.
And no, that's a very rigid and structured program that is not a handout. We provide intensive case management. There's lots of accountability. There's lots of evidence-based programming. You must produce evidence of you doing the right thing. So people in the community know, especially those who are homeless or transient, know to come to time for change. If they want to change, they also know that we don't play. So they don't call us if they're not serious about transforming their lives. Right. We're working with those who want to be worked with.
Right. From everything you're saying, this is not a handout. You guys are helping them become better individuals, better mothers, wives.
Civic engagement. They have to register to vote. We're involved with the community cleanup. We're at the parks cleaning up. We're part of the city. We are part of the fabric of society. So we make sure that our women are involved in decision-making processes within their schools, within their home, and within the community at large.
That's cool. And you guys are located right here in San Bernardino, correct?
Exactly.
So where, if somebody right now was having a problem and needed to reach out to you, maybe they're getting out of being incarcerated or whatnot, how would they get a hold of
ladies? One, we have our phone number, which is 909-886-2994. Again, that's 909-886-2994. We also can be connected through 211. So someone calls 211 and asks for time for change, they can receive the information.
Oh, okay, on any phone, just 211.
211. It's ask for time for change, and you will be connected. The third way that you can also reach us is by coming into our office. We're located at 1255 East Highland Avenue, the city of San Bernardino, 92405. That's 1255 East Highland Avenue, the city of San Bernardino, 92405, right next door to the Diocese of San Bernardino.
Okay.
And our website.
Yeah, if they want more information, they can always go to our website. We are at Time for Change Foundation, all spelled out, .org. That's timeforchangefoundation.org.
Wow, this is amazing. I love getting to talk to hometown heroes such as yourself, Kim, such as yourself, Tony, but this is just something completely different in how you guys are genuinely helping the community become better by having these people come in and understand the importance of voting and taking care of themselves. I've never seen an organization like this. Congratulations. Where do you see this going now from here, going into 2014?
Well, one of the things I just want to say, talk about a hero, I don't see myself as a hero. The heroes are the women and the ones that have been disenfranchised, who have got back on their feet and came away from their destructive environments for the betterment of their kids, to ensure their kids are able to go to school and be able to have a great education. I call them the heroes because you would just melt and cry if you knew some of the horrific stories that women and children have had to endure. And them to come back from that resilient, remarkable, shining, standing on all 2 feet, they are the heroes. And they make me do what I do because I know every day that I go to work that what we do is we count, right? And what we see for the future, housing. There's no way you can help homeless people if you're not talking about housing. So we're looking to develop more apartment buildings. We always need donations, cash donations to help with the utilities and to buy food and things for the children at our various shelters.
Wow. So for the holidays, you guys have anything coming up? I know Christmas, New Year's.
On Sunday, we're actually having a small event that's taking place at the Henderson Auditorium, which is connected to the San Bernardino Community Hospital, and that's from 1 to 3. We're having a toy giveaway. So if anyone wants to bring out toys for the children that are in our program or monetary donations, that would be a good place to come. Again, that's on Sunday.
That's today, later today.
Yes, to the 22nd.
1 to 3
today. Come on out. And we're going to be at the Henderson Auditorium, which is on the same complex as San Bernardino Community Hospital.
And that's 1800 Western Avenue, San Bernardino, 92405.
Perfect. So they can come out there and help. Kim,
come join us. Come check us out. Come see the beautiful, smiling, happy children.
Man.
Come see how your investment makes a difference.
Do it. This lady is awesome. Kim, you are amazing. You are a hero. I know you're a modest lady, but you are a hero to this community. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for making time to come in here and share this information with people here in the Inland Empire.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's Hometown Heroes right here with some amazing ladies. Kim Carter, the director of Time for Change in San Bernardino with Q1047.